33 minutes past the hour, Texas Standard Time. I'm David Brown. Great to have you with us. When you think about the challenges of roadway construction, obstacles above ground are typically what come to mind. You know, getting over the mountains and rivers and the like. What's under the ground is seldom consequential, but not so for Loop 88. That's a project just west of Lubbock. While conducting environmental surveys for that road, the Texas Department of Transportation came across something rather unexpected. Bones. Tell us more. We're joined by Chris Ringstaff. He's one of the archaeologists for TxDOT who has been doing some research on dim bones. Chris, welcome to Texas Standard.
Ah, thank you, David.
So before we talk about what these bones might be from, how'd you come across them?
Well, this was actually a follow-up to a prior survey where they had found some bones along the margin of a playa, which is essentially a small lake that you find up in the Lubbock and Southern High Plains area.
Okay.
By state and federal law, you know, we are obligated to do archaeological surveys,
okay,
you know, on roadway projects prior to construction. And so we went back out as a follow-up to the initial survey where some bones had been found. And, you know, based on the information given to us by the prior archaeologists, we opened up the same area where they'd found the bone. We dug down to, close to the same level where they had found them, and then very carefully scraped the dirt back, you know, just a few centimeters at a time until, boom, we actually found a couple of bone specimens, and then we halted. And it's like, okay, we found their spot.
What kind of bones are you talking about?
Well, right now, we're going to have to consult with a paleontologist to get, you know, to confirm the ID. But right now, we're thinking it's Pleistocene mammal and may well be mammoth. But
a mammoth.
That's going to have to be, you know, confirmed.
Is it known that mammoths were in that part of Texas back in the Pleistocene era?
Oh, absolutely. Yes. And just up the street at the, Lubbock Lake site. For instance, there's mammoth bone in association with the archaeological site there. Right now, we're trying to determine whether or not the bone is archaeological or paleontological. And that meaning, you know, is there human association? So, you know, normally when I'm out and talking to, you know, the school groups, I always tell the kiddos, archaeology is the study about ancient humans and paleontology is the study of ancient critters.
If you do determine that there was some kind of contact with humans, does that change things and how?
Ooh, yeah, well, that would make it a pretty important site. And not unprecedented on the Southern High Plains, but these things are very rare. In the late Ice Age, that we do know that some of the earliest human migrants into the area, you know, actually hunted these big game, you know, mammoths, bison. And there's a site up in Miami, which is Miami Mammoth Kill, and where you have five mammoths on the edge of a playa that were killed and were found in association with a bunch of large spear points called Clovis points. And then there again at Lubbock Lake, you have, you know, these same types of stone tools in association with mammoth remains.
So it is altogether possible that you might encounter something similar to that here. What would that do to the road?
It is possible. And that's why I'm proceeding with such caution on this thing, because at this point, I have no idea whether or not there is human association. I don't know how old this thing is. So by the time, you know, we can wrap up things with excavations, you know, we will not be in the way of the roadway construction. So the construction plans are going to be just fine. Better to find it now.
Yeah.
Than during construction.
Right.
So that's what you don't want. That's when these things get very expensive.
Let's say that you find that, or you make a determination that there are no human remains here. You just go ahead and pave over those bones. You dig them up and get them out of there.
What we may do is reach out to the local paleontological societies and see if they would be interested in excavating the site. And this would probably be done, you know, once TxDOT acquires the property. And I think that would be, you know, good in terms of public relations, and it would help, you know, gather some, you know, environmental data, paleo-environmental data of the region. So, and keep in mind, once these things are actually paved over, you know, depending on the depth of the find, you know, the things may or may not be destroyed. Sometimes they're just still there under the roadways. And the roadway is just another layer in time.
Chris Ringstaff is an archaeologist for TxDOT. Chris, thanks for your time.
It's my pleasure. Thank you very much.